We are in Come Follow Me, week 45, which is Hebrews chapter 7 through 13. And I want to start in chapter 9, verse 11, with this title of Christ being an high priest of good things to come. I love that title. It is one of my most favorite titles of Christ. And because it is so hopeful that what we are looking for is a reward after this life. The pioneers are such a great example of this, of all a life of sacrifice. Joseph Smith, never was there a time that his life was easy. And yet we know the reward for him is exaltation. And so it is this title of good things to come, this eternal perspective. He has the vision. And like I said last week, it's a vision of trusting in him, of faith and of hope of what he is making us. And so I want to start in chapter 10, verse 16. And this is what it says, 16 and 17. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And the reason I have that is I learned at one time, it's not that I will forget. He allows us to remember so that we safeguard and don't make the same mistakes. We learn from our mistakes, but that he forgets. And what an incredible blessing that is. And then verse 35 in chapter 10, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. That gives me such peace and confidence and allows me to move forward in faith in him. 39, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, who turn away, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. I believe in his power. I believe in his grace. I don't trust in me earning my salvation. I trust in him, knowing my direction, knowing my focus on him, knowing the desires of my heart. And it reminds me of that conference talk. And excuse me for not knowing, remembering who said it, but we choose who we will be with. We choose who we will be surrounded by. That's how we know where we will be. And I know who I choose to be surrounded by. I know where I am comfortable because I love being in the temple. I love being surrounded by incredible people. He is the high priest of good things to come. I love that title. Okay, chapter 11. And then it gives us this example that I love so much of the good things to come, of the promise. And it says, now faith, verse 1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you can't trust it in your own life, believe it in the examples, countless examples we have in the scriptures. And then it goes through this exhaustive list. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. 5, by faith, Enoch was translated. 7, Noah, being warned, prepared an ark. 8, by faith, Abraham went out not knowing whither he went. 11, through faith, also Sarah conceived seed. She judged him faithful who had promised. 17, by faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. 23, by faith, Moses, born, was hid 3 months of his parents. 24, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, esteeming, 26, the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He forsook Egypt. That's amazing. Love that. 28, through faith, he kept the Passover. 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. 31, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. And there's more. Verse 40, I love this Joseph Smith translation. God, having provided some better things for them through their suffering, for without sufferings, they could not be made perfect. They could not be complete. Each of them were made more by relying on God. Each of them suffered significant trial. I know I have shared before, when we lived in Washington, the breaking point for me, I had a nervous breakdown, feeling like God had stripped me of everything. And I remember at my point where I just sobbed, thinking, where are you? And why have you walked away from me? And the Spirit said, Joseph Smith never had anything. Are you greater than he? And he knew Joseph Smith was a hero, of mine. He knew, I knew I was not greater. And then he said, if you never have more than this, can you be happy? And the lesson is pairing with God and trusting him that the reward comes after this life. If I can have faith on the high priest of good things to come. Verse 6 in chapter 12, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And I believe that with all my heart. I remember Elder Irene once saying, if you are walking the covenant path, it will feel as if you're going uphill. And it does at times. Verse 10, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness, that we may rely on his atonement and his grace. Verse 11, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. He makes us more. He brings forth the fruit that is in us. Verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down. He makes us more compassionate. He helps us to learn, to mourn with those that mourn, to strengthen those who need comfort, to walk with those who need our help, to speak faith as Lehi spoke to Sariah. We can only do that through chastening. We can only do that through an high priest of good things to come. Verse 27 in chapter 12, those things which cannot be shaken will remain. And I love that scripture of Jacob. And I, Jacob, could not be shaken. My greatest goal and desire is to be like Jacob, to say I cannot be shaken. I love that scripture of Moroni that said the very jaws of hell shook for his good. And then it compares him to Alma and the sons of Mosiah and goes on to name other people. I hope and pray someday to be with them. That's who I want to be surrounded by. But could I be there? If God did not chasten me, if God did not think I was worth being refined, being made more, I could not. And I so want to be who he needs me to be. I remember talking to my dad and right the day before he died, and my dad saying, I said, do you feel you're ready to die if this is COVID? And my dad said, yes, but I think there's more refining that could be done. Well, if we're all humble and truthful, of course there's more refining. But I know my dad died knowing the direction he was facing, knowing God was his center, knowing God knew his desires, and God sanctified him. And through grace, I know my dad looks at his life and knows he did what he was sent to do through a high priest of good things to come. And I want to end in chapter 13, verse 17. It says, submit yourselves. 18, pray for us. Pray that God prays for you, that your faith fail not. 21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And then 25, grace be with you. His power. He is a high priest of good things to come. And I know that to be true. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.